forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You can't save anybody. God didn't ask you to save anybody. He didn't ask you to go out there and save somebody. No, he said sow the seed. All you're responsible for doing is sowing the seed. Okay, I'm just sowing the seed. I'll see you later. You ain't got to stand there and get them saved. You see, some of us want to be the one to lead them to Christ. Well, then make them a point where you lead someone. I've had many opportunities to do that. Lead someone to Christ. Pray with them. You know, instruct them afterwards. But it may not always sow the seed. The word won't return void. But God's got to have somebody that gives voice to it. Because the word is hovering. But we bring it into the planet. Mixed in the nature, which is the word, we sow it. It's like leaven. It impacts. You ought to be like Jesus. When people meet you, they can never forget. Most people, you meet them, you forget them over time. But you meet Jesus, the Jesus in you, they shouldn't forget him. Like those two men walking the road of Emmaus. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared, but didn't let them know who he was. Spoke with them, and they wanted him to stop and break bread with him, and he stopped, and when he broke bread, they recognized him, and then he disappeared. But they said, did not our heart burn? Did not our hearts burn? See, you don't have to be talking, you know, King James. The Bible says, thus, and thou, and all. You don't have to keep, just speak who you are, because the nature's on the inside of you. Just some of you young people will speak differently than the adults. But the same message, the same frequency is coming through. And young people can hear it clearer. Are you hearing? So it's not about, you know, having all the King James right now. No, just, you don't even have to know scripture, but you don't have to know all the scripture. Because you are carrying life. You are transferring life. There are times people should like to be around you. There are times people won't want to be around you. But there are times people will gravitate towards you because it's life. They gravitated toward Jesus. But when the religious folk found out what he represented, they wanted to kill him. But they gravitated toward him. Children gravitated toward him. Why? Because we carry life. Look at somebody telling them, I'm carrying life. I'm going to feel the earth. Now see, you may never travel to Australia, New Zealand. I hope to one day, but we may never. But you do travel to a job. And I can almost guarantee everybody on the job ain't saved. You do have a vocation, something that you work that involves other people. So whether near or far, God wants you to take dominion in the domain that you are in so that the leaven can take place and be set down in the dough. Amen? Taking dominion. And how do we take? See, you've got to come under the discipline of his nature, not just in church. All y'all look saved right now. I can't see anybody that don't look like they're saved and love the Lord. But see, that's not for me to see. But when you leave here, you can't just look like it. You got to be carrying the goods. To the degree that God has taught you, to the degree that you have learned Christ, so walk in him. Exemplify him on your job when you know you ain't supposed to be, amen, getting mad and being late all the time and doing stuff wrong. You know how to do it right, then do it the way you're supposed to. That's how you start taking dominion in that domain. And then over time, God can start coming through. But when you're not doing right, when you're just not doing right, I'm going to let that simmer just for a minute. When you're just not doing right, It's sad, but it's true. There are many that are saved that just don't do right. Just don't do it. Time for you to stop blaming other people. Stop making excuses and step on up to the plate. Get some maturity about yourself. It may take a little longer than the shortcuts you've been taking, the tricks you've been playing, the lies you've been telling. It may take a little longer, but start doing what's right, even when it costs you something. Why? Why? Because when you are doing and standing for what's right, like Daniel and the Hebrews, it was just a matter of time before God manifested. They stepped out of the realm of impossible, the natural realm. They stepped over into the realm of possibility. And when they stood, do you understand? When they fully represented him, they stepped in. Yeah, the enemy got mad, but the enemy couldn't do him any harm. Fire couldn't do him harm. Lion couldn't do him any harm. Couldn't get him out of office because they stood. And what happened? There was a manifestation of transference of nature. Them lions down there, those hungry lions. Daniel was tossed down there. The nature came down there with him. Them lions recognized it right away. They was hungry, but they saw him. They went on back over in the corner and went on to sleep. Now, in the book, you might want to get this book sometime, the archaeological writing of the Sanhedrin and the Talmud of the Jews. Read it. It's really interesting stuff. But it talks about how when Lazarus went with Jesus into the mountains, they would go together a lot of times. You know, Gamaliel was in search of him. He was trying to find out, is this indeed the Christ? This was before his public ministry. And this is in the Talmud. This is actually recorded in the Talmud of the Jews. And he couldn't find him, but he found people that knew him. And he asked, was there any interest in females with him? And they said, well, no. As a matter of fact, there were many females that were interested in him, but he took no interest in female. And as a matter of fact, when they would try to get too close, he would be repugnant of it and he would leave. Things like that. But he said that when he went into the desert with Lazarus, he said, even the wild beasts were tame in his presence. The wild beasts, lions, wolves, serpents, they were tame. Even the tame ones came to let him touch them. But see, when the nature of Christ is governing us, as Mary was told, for with God, all things are possible. It's another dimension, another realm in which you walk. You got to walk there, otherwise you stay with the natural. And the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he discern them, the natural man. But when you step over and allow, because it's against the grain of the world. It's against the mindset of how people think. People think you're thinking stupid or crazy or just religious crutches. When you're thinking, what would God do here? I need to wait and hear from God. What do you mean you need to wait? All you need to do is sign right here. What do you mean wait and hear from God? No, I need to hear from God. Because the deal looks good, but God may say, don't sign it. The Lord may say, don't go. That's not the way I'm taking you. I got a better something for you. See, that's why you need to be spiritual. You can accelerate some things in your life. But where does it start? We feel the earth by the nature, allowing his kind intention toward us to manifest through us. Okay, we're almost there. Look in Deuteronomy chapter 34. Tell someone it's time to exert some pressure. Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. The spirit you carry can be transferred. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Why was he full of the spirit of wisdom? Moses had laid hands on him. Moses was full of the spirit of wisdom. And what he carried, he transferred to Joshua. By what? The laying on of hands. There was a transfer, an impartation of the spirit that he carried. But now notice, Joshua was unique. When Moses went up into the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, Joshua wasn't down in the valley with Aaron. You know, when the people said, Moses is dead. Make us a God that we can see. He said, well, all right, give me all your earrings. He gave him all the gold earrings, and he melted them, made a golden calf. Joshua wasn't there. Joshua had gone halfway up as far as Moses would allow him to go, and he stayed there. This was 40 days. He wasn't down there reveling, having a good time with the people waiting on Moses to come back. He was there waiting to wait upon Moses. That's how when he laid hands on him, there was a transfer. See, you can't lay hands on empty heads. I know I carry some things that can be transferred. You do too, but you can't keep those avenues blocked. You understand what I mean? With sin nature, with human nature, with the lower nature, with demonic nature. You can that stuff, we're here to fill the earth and to do it through transference. Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him. Timothy was another one. Paul told Timothy, stir the gift that is in you that you have received by the laying on of my hands. They carried the ability, as we do today, to transfer. Now you be careful, not just let anybody lay hands on you. Some folk run to and fro, want people to lay hands on them. Then they wonder why they're having nightmares. Then they wonder why they're losing weight and can't stop. Then they wonder what happened to all their finance. It's real. It's for real. That's why you find the frequency that caused the baby to leap. That becomes your primary source. Because some people don't have discernment. They just hear something and want somebody to lay hands on them. You don't know what you're getting. Let me tell you something. I know people that have done that just would race around and want stuff. And before you know it, they got stuff on them that they couldn't get off of them. And then took them a long time when they did break through. Took them years. And some still didn't break through. Get off into this crazy stuff. Because what people are carrying is crazy. And what? They transfer it to you. For you know, you're wondering why you're giving all your money to the evangelists. Talking about building a city somewhere in the country in Missouri, and you Lord told you to move there and give him everything.
Yeah, right.
Are you understanding? So number six was fill the earth. When we align ourselves, we have authority and power to influence others that are around us. Number seven, I'll just start here. We won't finish this one. I'll just start. Number seven, on the seventh dimension of God's call. Or man's call is to subdue and rule. God's purpose and will is to extend his rule through you in your field of endeavor. If you are a doctor, God wants to extend his rule, his kingdom rule, through how you doctor. Lord, help me to really bring this into light. It's spiritual. It's not natural. If you're looking at natural, it looks like we're way behind. Looks like nothing really happening, but you have to look by the Spirit. God does nothing that is insignificant.
We have come to the close of part four of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Walk in the Spirit. You are the counter to the decline. You bring life. Do not become so occupied with your vocation and leave your true vocation, which is to advance the kingdom. The harvest is ripe. The attributes you carry must flow into the next generation. Be a constant recipient of the blessing. Live by every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. Isaiah 51:16 states, He says, I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. You want to go higher? Dig deep into the word of God. Read the word, meditate on it. Become it until the kingdom is here on earth.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.